Well, to politics in the UK now, and the big question is, how long can he hold the top job? The question that many critics and supporters of British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer are asking this morning. More than 80 UK Labour MPs have now publicly urged Sir Keir to resign immediately or draw up an exit timetable, with four ministers among those stepping down. Meanwhile, more than 100 Labour MPs have signed a statement opposing the leadership contest. So, which side will prevail? Claire Ainslie is a former Director of Policy to Keir Starmer and now a Director of the Progressive Policy Institute in the UK. I spoke with her earlier. Claire Ainslie, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast. How much trouble is Keir Starmer's leadership in right now?
It's quite serious. We had a set of elections last week, which were, as expected, very bad for the governing Labour Party. Reform UK on the right wing, the Greens on the left, and the Nationalists in Wales and Scotland picked up a lot of votes from the central parties. And that has precipitated a real challenge to Keir Starmer. We've got various members of parliament who are calling for him to step down as a result. As of now, there hasn't been a formal leadership challenge, which is what you need here to trigger the process to try and unseat a prime minister. But it is clear that the parliamentary party is not happy with the way things are, and something will need to change.
Do you think that he can survive this leadership crisis?
It depends really on whether the discontent forms into a leadership challenge where you have to gather the signatures of MPs and you have to have candidates who are going to come out. And that isn't clear, but we should know that in the next day or two. Even so, it's still a really big moment for the Prime Minister, who you will know has only been in post for less than 2 years, but has really fallen in popularity, unfortunately. And therefore, even if he is able to survive the imminent threat of a challenge, there will be lots of questions that will need to be addressed about in which direction he's going to take the country going forward.
Why has he proven to be such an unpopular prime minister after coming in with such a strong election result 2 years ago?
So Labour won really comprehensively 2 years ago. Although that said, part of their success was as a result of how unpopular the Conservatives had been after 14 years. And what they did really successfully in opposition was really focus on this message of change in the country. So they really tried to appeal to both what we would call working class voters, but also more of the kind of liberals in the city. When they got into power, they haven't been able to maintain that real focus on those voters. And they made quite a lot of missteps early on. For example, they announced cutting a benefit for pensioners, their winter fuel allowance. And it was things like that where, in the end, they had to go back on that pledge and really water it down, because the party in the country felt that that wasn't what they thought a Labour Party should be doing. In Keir Starmer and his team's defence, they felt that the public finances in the UK are in a bad position, and they wanted to signal to the markets that they could be trusted with the finances. But what's happened is that people haven't seen the positive agenda that Labour's putting forward. They've really just seen Labour as a party that promised change and hasn't yet delivered it.
The names of a number of potential leadership rivals have been circulating, most notably the Health Secretary, Wes Streeting. Do you think he has his eyes on the top job?
I think quite a lot of people have their eyes on the top job in politics, and in some ways they wouldn't be in politics if they didn't. So I don't think anybody would expect there not to be lots of people who are interested in going for the top job when it comes available. What doesn't go down so well is coveting that whilst it's still occupied. So whilst I think there are lots of challenges for Keir Starmer, there is a whole party that knows that he is only one of two people in the last nearly 50 years that have taken the Labour Party in the UK from opposition into government, and therefore absolutely question his leadership. But mounting a formal challenge is a very serious step, and you need to be clear that you have a plan to turn things around. Otherwise, that challenge might fall flat.
Claire, you've worked closely with Keir Starmer. In the way that he works, is he someone that looks to take action on problems a long way out? Does he stick his head in the sand? How do you see the way that he operates in dealing with a crisis like this?
He's someone who will go straight at it. So he's someone who will absolutely throw himself at dealing with the issues in front of him. So he will confront them. He will bring the people in that he wants to be able to speak to and hear. He's not afraid of hearing difficult messages. So I think he generally performs quite well when his back's against the wall. That said, I think we are in quite a serious position. To have your members of parliament go out vocally against you is not something that any leader wants. But there are also probably more in the Labour Party who want to see him stay on. But it's just really whether he can win over some of those people that have felt so unhappy that they've gone out publicly against him. And I think that remains to be seen whether he can really win them round.
If we zoom right out, what does the current situation tell us about the broader political situation in the UK at the moment, the demise in popularity for the major parties, the rise in support for parties like Reform and the Greens? How do you see it?
Well, we've been experiencing what's happened in quite a number of other countries around the world, but we haven't really had an electoral system that has shown it until now. And last Thursday is the first time we've really seen it. So without wishing to let my former boss, the Prime Minister, off the hook completely, this push away from the mainstream parties over to these more extreme parties is a pattern that's going on elsewhere. And this is what we're seeing. And actually, you look at the Conservatives here, so our traditional centre-right party, normally they would be the beneficiary of an unpopular Labour government, but they're really not doing very well at all. So it's this real desire people have got to say, I want change, I don't like the status quo, I'm going to try something else because what is happening currently isn't for me and isn't working. So this is now happening in British politics in a way that it's happened in Germany and it's happening in France and elsewhere. So I think the answer to that is you have to have a really strong Labour alternative. You have to make sure that that party of government can really govern really competently and with people's core concerns at heart. And Labour can turn this around from where they are, but it's not looking brilliant for the Prime Minister right now. And there certainly need to be some hard conversations about how they change course from where they are right now.
Claire Ainslie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.